consequences for its actions against Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The president announcing a round of financial penalties against Russia after it moved troops into separatist regions in eastern Ukraine.
President Biden says the Russian invasion of Ukraine is a flagrant violation of international law without justification.
Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belonged to his neighbors?
The president announced blocking sanctions on Russian banks, wealthy oligarchs, and Russian sovereign debt.
That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western financing.
President Biden is also repositioning U.S. troops in Baltic states on NATO's eastern flank nearest Russia. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba is in the U.S. He met this afternoon with Secretary of State Antony Blinken to discuss the sanctions and any further action the U.S. and NATO countries would take.
What Putin recognized is not the so-called Donetsk People Republic and Luhansk People Republic. He recognized his direct responsibility for the war against Ukraine.
And Kuleba called Putin's actions an unprovoked and unjustified war against a sovereign state. Secretary Blinken had a scheduled meeting this week with Russia's foreign minister, but canceled it now that Russian troops have moved in. A jury has been seated in the trial of a former Kentucky police officer involved in the deadly shooting that left Breonna Taylor dead. Former officer Brett Hankinson is charged with wanton endangerment for a shooting into the apartment of one of Taylor's neighbors the night of the raid in March 2020. He's the only officer charged in the raid. Opening statements will take place tomorrow morning. The Navy says four people have died in the crash of a contractor's helicopter on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Top Republicans have announced who will deliver the rebuttal to President Biden's State of the Union address next week.
GOP congressional leaders announcing that President Biden's State of the Union address next Tuesday will be followed up by Iowa's first female governor, Republican Kim Reynolds, who's been critical of the president's handling of the economy, the border crisis, and his pandemic response, with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy adding that disastrous decision-making in Washington has been offset by real leadership in states across the country like Iowa, that Reynolds handled COVID by choosing freedom over lockdowns and personal responsibility over mandates. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Supreme Court is leaving in place a decision throwing out a lawsuit filed by a woman who accused Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing her when she was a child. Courtney Wild's lawsuit claimed Florida federal prosecutors failed to consult victims more than a decade ago when reaching a secret plea deal with Epstein, who died in jail in New York in 2019. An appeals court in 2020 said a lower court had correctly thrown out the lawsuit. A crossword puzzle gets caught in the crosshairs of capitalism.
The New York Times taking heat for taking a shot at capitalism in its daily crossword puzzle. In Tuesday's edition, the clue for column 49 down was vice encouraged by capitalism. Greed was the answer, and critics quickly pounced, calling out the paper for suggesting that capitalism enables greed. One Twitter user jokingly wrote, "Fun fact, in socialist and subsistence economies, no one is ever greedy for anything." Another tweeter accused the paper of hypocrisy, writing, "New York Times charges for their crossword puzzle. Isn't that an example of capitalist greed?" One user didn't understand what all the fuss was about, noting, "It's just a crossword puzzle." Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow lost 482 points, the NASDAQ off 166, the S&P minus 44. It's now in correction territory. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.